And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor assures us she's really not a crazed stalker.
Attention must be paid to such a person. So said Linda Lohman, wife of Willie and Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. But it's applicable in other places too, don't you think? I certainly snapped to attention when I became aware that Margaret Atwood is coming to St. Mary's College in late October. Such attention was paid to the date, when tickets go on sale, to the non-St. Mary's crowd, that it became an item on my agenda. Like a star-crazed groupie, there I was in line before the box office opened. Only second in line, though. And it's not like I haven't seen or heard Margaret before. Actually, it's the very fact that I have seen or heard her before that made me so eager to do so again. Although you might not guess it from some of her writing, the woman is funny. Not in a pratfall way, but in a polite, aware, wry humor way. It's unquestioned that she is a fine and diverse writer, but that gift doesn't always make an engaging speaker. Combine the two traits, though, and you're certain of a presentation to remember. Seemingly an embracer of technology, years ago I saw her with a PowerPoint presentation, sometimes a sure sign of sleep inducement, but hers was riveting. She showed pictures from her youth, another possible boredom minefield. But with hers, you could barely wait to see more. One of the rewards, photos of her backwoods early childhood. As an aside, she has since expanded her forays into technology by inventing a system for remote writing applications. Back to her backwoods youth, though. I heard her on Diane Rehm's show once refer to a product that I had only heard mentioned once before from my husband Larry, a Tennessee backwoods youth. Flit, a mosquito and fly killer. The advertising tagline was, "Quick, Henry, the flit," at which point this product, in a pump can and tube contraption, was produced to save the day. In print, the man who became beloved as Dr. Seuss drew them, before he became the beloved Dr. Seuss. Lying on the bed reading books has long been one of my career goals, and I've been lucky enough to, at times, get steady work in that field. During one of those forays around 1990, I was reading Margaret's Wilderness Tips. Being a reader for story, not always for style, I remember being gobsmacked by what finely crafted writing I was gobbling up. It would be easy to cite examples here, but that would spoil it for you. I'll just tell you that it's 10 well-crafted, semi-short tales, perfect if you're reading in bed and prone to falling asleep. You might get through one before adjourning. Then, when you awake, you're eager to return. Nan Talese, no slouch herself, has long been Margaret Atwood's editor, and there seems to be quite a bond there. In a story about Nan in Vanity Fair, Atwood says, "My story about Nan is that she's whipping the troika through the snow, followed by wolves, with me clinging onto the back as she troikas from one publisher to another." Over their association, books of fiction, books of what Ms. Atwood terms speculative fiction, books of poetry, collections of essays, collections of articles, collections of short stories, and children's books. Check out Princess Prunella and the Purple Peanut, a delightful compendium of words beginning with the letter P. And an informative book about writing with the intriguing title Negotiating with the Dead, A Writer on Writing. With that impressive oeuvre, it's not surprising that big-time fame, not just literary acclaim, has found her. Her Handmaid's Tale, never out of print since publication in 1985, and always taught to her students by my friend Patsy, has achieved star status for Ms. Atwood. In a very American free market way, isn't it great to see someone you admire cash in, even for a second time, on her or his work? When on stage to collect the Emmy for the recent Hulu production of Handmaid's Tale, Ms. Atwood took her purse along. Very practical. And that has caused comment enough to engender what has been dubbed the handbag's tale. All of this, indeed, is something to which attention must be paid, in an admiring, not a creepy way. With my fantasy of having dinner with Margaret Atwood, and maybe a Joe and Jill Biden, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.